This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, trying a salmon recipe, orgasms, and Tom's new house. We'll hear all about that coming up in just a minute.
Late night party at the pizza barn. Had no idea it could get this hard. $80 tab, tried to split it four ways, but that don't work when the drummer never pays. Scotty got the pizza, Boner bought the beer. Then the waitress says, "Are we finished here? Let me put the tip in, cause you're so hot. Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, it's only fair. Let me put the tip in, I love your hair. Even smells like white rain on a box perm. Makes me hard. Long dark hair running down her back. Ass for days causing a pork attack. So fire ass hot she could be on stage. A meat lover's dream making minimum wage. Let me put the tip in, I swear to God. Let me put the tip in, cause you're so hot. Let me put the tip in, come over here. Let me put the tip in, I buy you a beer. Here's 10%, Christy. You want to see a little more? There's 20% right in your face. But you have to accept my tip. It's state law. I know what else you like. You love guitar solos.
Yes.
All hot chicks do. Well, here it comes. But not the whole thing. Just the tip. Scotty! Let me put the tip in. I swear to God, let me put the tip in. Check out this watch. Let me put the tip in. Let's hit the car. Let me put the tip in. Or the salad bar. Let me put the tip in, baby. You'll always come out ahead. I swear to God you will.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick and I in the middle of doing one of our favorite activities.
What's that?
Canceling plans. Oh.
Happy birthday and Merry Christmas all rolled into one. Pace Cosby at the I am looking at a four-leaf clover on the track phone hotline hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
What's up?
I'm Chick McGee and we have some fan mail to Dickie Dick.
Oh.
Dickie Dick and Ricky Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to read it?
You remember these guys. You remember that, don't you?
That's great. Always great to be
sons of bitches
on the radio.
Here's the thing. Cooking trout.
Yeah?
Cooking trout in the microwave is another one you got to try. Cut the trout open and put garlic and olive oil in it.
Sure, sure.
Close it back up, cover the plastic wrap, cook 3 minutes, and when you're done, pull the bones out that come out in one piece.
It's like Sylvester when he puts a fish in his mouth and just pulls it out.
Oh!
Looks like now, why are we talking about that?
Looks like a Flintstones comb hanging on. If you don't cut the head off, the eyeballs will pop out.
Yeah, they don't microwave too well.
Did you say you cook it with butter, or what do you use?
Olive oil in it and garlic.
Okay, Oliver.
As we speak,
I can smell it.
Jess Hooker is cooking salmon in the microwave. This is based on a Stephen King recipe. Stephen King, the author.
For some reason,
any
Ace,
fine novels.
Ace wants to be the first one to smell it. So he's.
I can't smell it yet.
I can't smell anything.
I'm trying.
No, nothing.
I don't smell it yet.
Ace is.
I have a sensitive nose.
I think Tom and I have sensitive noses.
He has a sensitive nose and a lethal butt.
You don't know anything about the olfactory.
I have a sensitive tip of my.
Well, not so much the tip, the underside.
Could we? Jess Hooker has done this, and you
I don't even smell it.
You followed.
No.
What?
I don't even smell it. She brought it in here.
Yeah, we can't really smell it.
I can.
Explain what you did, Jess, please.
What I did was I took a really beautiful piece of salmon that I got at the grocery store last night.
It's gorgeous,
and I covered it in some olive oil and lemon juice, and covered it with a damp paper towel, like Stephen King said. And then I put it in the microwave for 3 minutes exactly.
It looks delicious.
It looks perfect.
It looks pretty close.
Jess, you're kind of matching. Your white t-shirt's like the paper towel, and your salmon sweater's like the salmon.
Yeah, you've got the, again, the Zapruder pink sweater on.
Joshy, since this was your idea, you're up.
All right. Let's give this a shot
salt
here.
Salt or pepper or anything?
Now, he didn't salt or pepper it.
It's quite flaky.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I like a crispy skin. This does not have a crispy skin.
Definitely not.
Well, you could also throw it in a frying pan if you wanted the crispy skin.
Well, that defeats the purpose of microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's very good. I'm getting
the hot,
Christy. It's very hot, but it's perfect.
Scalding your tongue.
Will you pass that to Christy?
And does the green room stink where the microwave?
Our boss came in as I was taking out of the microwave, and he started to talk to me, and they went, "Ooh." So I guess you could smell it. I don't know if I couldn't smell it because I was standing there the whole time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You might want to blow on it, Christy.
Chick, why don't you go do a quick nose check in there?
I'm going to go check the green room.
Oh, you think you smell it?
Okay. Why don't you call us from in there if it's really bad?
Okay. Willie, you want to try?
I feel sick, but I'll do it. It'll be funny.
Do you like salmon normally, Willie?
No.
He doesn't care for it, so this isn't going to go well.
I would add a little salt to it. But
yeah. Sure. Salt.
Perfect. Maybe a little pepper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe a piece of pie.
Do we have any fresh forks?
Here, you
want to
try it?
They're fresh forks.
Once again, this is explain where the recipe comes from, Josh.
Stephen King tweeted this out the other day, and it drove the internet mad. They all thought he was insane for wanting to microwave some fish. And Willie can't handle it.
Here's what he wrote. Dinner. Get a nice salmon fillet at the supermarket, not too big. Put some olive oil, lemon juice on it. Wrap it in damp paper towels. Nuke it in the microwave for 3 minutes or so. Eat it. Maybe add a salad.
Yeah, I'd say nuke it for a little bit less.
Okay, I have a report.
Oh, you would have liked it a little...
little overcooked, yeah.
Oh, I totally
I have a report from the green room.
Yeah?
It smells a little fishy, I'll be honest. But I walk in, and the first thing I hear is... That's right, there's coffee from the Keurig running... all over the counter.
Oh, no.
Now, Tom's or ours?
Not Tom's character.
Oh, so
I didn't make
one
it
of
nothing.
Ours.
Pat?
No, must have been Pat.
Because I did forget to put a glass underneath the thing the other day.
Well, right. Someone's done it again.
Oh. I am not a salmon guy traditionally.
It was John.
Yeah.
You forgot to put the cup there? Nice. Thank you.
John.
You get the Tom Award.
Blamed for it.
He hit his head, right?
This does work. It's a quick way to do it. I'm with Josh. I'd prefer having a little crispy thing, and it's too it's overcooked. It's
So I went ahead and bought salmon for my family last night, and we fried our salmon in pork fat, and it was delicious.
You could fry a staple in pork fat.
Could fry a cat turd in pork
fat. I'm with Tom. Okay. The air fryer is the best salmon.
Air fryer's the way to go, ladies and gentlemen.
I've never had it.
So good.
Well, thank you. Let's move back to the world of news.
Really good salmon.
Very good salmon.
Josh, are you going to finish the salmon?
No, I just had another bite.
Okay.
I thought you said it was too hot. Why are you blowing air into your...
Because he's hungry.
It really hurt.
Why don't you air it out, cut it up a little bit, get some air in there.
Burn my tongue. Christy, will you suck on my tongue to make it...
Okay.
Now, everybody hears Tom telling us how to eat, right?
Well, he wants this segment over.
No, it's fun. I do. We've made our point.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
What do you have queued up over there?
Nothing. I was going to ask the ladies what they think about this study from Dr. Shade, whatever it is, suggests that women
Shani who, Shade.
Women who are runners and joggers have more intense orgasms.
Well
the reason
she
gave,
and I don't run or jog.
Yeah,
so
I'm a big
that it compares.
Right, even my worst orgasm's good, right? Isn't that the joke?
Yeah.
You know, the reasons that she gave those seem legit.
It says that also better working of the pelvic floor muscles.
Well, that's
now,
why I do
pelvic
Pilates.
Floor. Did you go vinyl or did you go with the wood? Or
the... Yeah, laminate.
Laminate.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. That's funny.
I just love that phrase.
But then you have carpet pelvic and then you floor. Tear it off and there was hardwood under the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Pelvic floor. Putting the shag and shagging.
Pretty much everybody in the 70s had carpeted pelvic floors.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Trends change.
Okay. Right.
But I know a lot of women. I have a friend that actually buys a specific brand of yoga pants because the seam in that area is big and she gets a little tickle whenever she's running or working out.
Wow.
How about that?
That's interesting.
That's a good motivator to keep running.
Huh. Very pro yoga pants.
Have you seen
I just want to say, ladies, a lot better than that thing in the 80s with those weird socks from the knee down. And
you mean leg warmers?
Those are bad.
Yeah, you can take them back. No, thank you. Let's keep the yoga pants, okay?
Relax. Have you seen the shorts? They look like bike shorts that have all these electrodes on them that ladies are supposed to wear for pelvic, Kegeling? You're supposed to wear them 30 minutes a day. You lay on the couch. The ad's on TV all the time.
Let's get a pair.
This had to be some guy thinking they'll fall for this.
Yeah.
You can electrify anything and they'll buy it.
Like 130 Kegels in 30 minutes or something.
And
the lady's laying there and just...
You're going to open a bottle.
Hey, Josh, I'm Kegeling right now. What about you?
I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing the front or the back?
Does it hit the fly?
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of
a... Kegel is the back, really.
Yeah,
it just flexes the front.
Here's the picture. The electro,
no, it's for the front. Right.
This is the one electro-pegging.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's something else.
Dear folks, it says.
Oh, boy.
You guys need to not be so quick to judge. Lloyd Bridges was very hot in those swim trunks in Sea Hunt.
Of course, we're talking about Sea Hunt today.
It was really fit.
Says,
I'm looking.
Cynthia says it was well worth the watch.
Yeah, Jess, you're going to like it. He had huge. Didn't he have like big thighs? And
oh, and they had
tiny,
them
up. And those little tiny swim trunks?
Yeah.
They had those nut hugger swim
those
trunks.
Those were the days. A little bit of Sea
Hunt. Like the coach's trunks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but
once again, we were talking about that old show because we were talking about acronyms and scuba.
Yeah, you knew that one, yeah.
Well, no, it's just it was about learning. How many acronyms do you think you know?
I do not know.
I bet you know dozens and dozens.
I bet I don't.
CIA?
Central Intelligence Agency.
FBI. Now, does an acronym have to spell a word?
Female body inspector.
Yep. FBI.
Yeah,
female.
Just be the initials.
Like NFL.
Yeah. Female body. An anagram, I think, has to be a word. But
is it the difference? I can't remember.
You know FBI, right? Right, Pat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Female body inspector.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then ATM?
Asked him.
Oh, I know it's.
Sorry?
No, it's my automatic mistake. Teller machine.
Okay.
PhD.
Oh.
I've got a PhD.
Pretty huge.
Pretty huge.
Dong!
No, I have a whatever PhD stands for.
Oh, what is that?
Doctorate.
I don't know what the H is. Doctor of Philosophy, isn't it? Something like that.
Huh.
Now, we have.
I'm looking at pictures of Lloyd Bridges.
Me too.
Kind of hot, but
here's
not
that hot.
Now, we were also talking about this article that suggests that women who run have better orgasms.
Yes.
Wow. Got this. Jim writes, my ex-wife used to run 5 to 15 miles a day, and the only time she would have an orgasm was when she was with her boyfriend.
No.
Yikes.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
I see. Wait,
but they were dense still, I bet.
I who knows. Christy Lee is at the news desk. Have we missed anything in the news today?
Yeah, researchers have found that male orb-weaving spiders catapult themselves to get away from their mates before they get eaten. Scientists noticed that spider mating was usually ended by catapulting, and that those male spiders did not catapult away, were then captured, killed, and consumed by their female partners.
Yikes.
They theorized that the male orb-weaving spiders evolved to have this catapulting behavior to avoid sexual cannibalism. Boy, that's not a word you want together.
Yeah, well,
two words together.
You gotta get out.
Spider mating.
It's like a praying mantis. Praying mantis does that.
Like the players, right? Like the players in the NBA. You hit and run. I've got a game tomorrow.
Oh, why are you picking on that?
Little boy.
Flush the condoms.
Always flush the condoms.
Oh. You're making a joke about condoms?
Very funny. Now, are you? You're not one to hit and run, are you, Josh?
No, I like to.
You like to
stay and snuggle.
Hit it and quit it. No.
Now, let me ask you this.
Ghost, you ghost?
He's a thorough and generous lover, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Now, he sticks around.
Back in the day,
prove it.
There was a time when you'd arrive at some young lady's house, Josh, and you could go through the record collection, go through the CDs to get an idea.
Yeah.
Now, it's my understanding that you've told me that if you walked into a woman's home and that she had the eat, love, pray thing, you'd just immediately leave.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm out of here.
All right, yeah. No, live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh,
that's
love.
Yeah. That's the big
one. Oh, okay. You have three involuntary responses up there. On the wall. Why not just have blink, digest, and crap?
That's a good one.
All right.
See, you're getting upset now.
No.
Okay. All right.
Maybe for comedic.
No, I think
it's the weirdest thing you ever saw in a woman's apartment, and did it make you go, I'm not staying?
Her husband, her boyfriend.
How are you doing? Yeah.
Bet you beat me to it.
Well,
now, if you could look at the various living rooms you've had over the years, a lot of them be cringeworthy. I know in my case, they certainly
are. Cringeworthy?
Would.
No.
Yeah, you look at them and go, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Not really.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I don't know that I would either, chick.
Oh, I would.
Well.
But wait a minute. Did you pick out the stuff,
the
or are you talking about other...
No, stuff I picked out.
Every now and then you're involved in a relationship.
You may compromise.
You don't have to. You don't get to choose what goes.
Sure.
Chick is the only person who's had more couches than he's had rooms in
a
house.
I don't see any reason to bring that up. Perhaps I was against the rattan chair in the living room. I don't know why. A lot of wicker.
Liked
wicker for some reason.
But
I did not.
What was something you had that you are regretting now?
My coffee table was one of those giant spools from the power company.
Oh, sure.
Nice.
That was fine, right?
That's fine.
A bachelor pad.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those chairs shaped like a hand?
No.
Did you have the cinder block? Where you had the record player and the TV stand?
I always had a decent stereo. And now that I have a really good one, it's not hooked up. So that just...
And now you have a really great TV, but they don't work.
Don't get me started on the TV.
Yeah, please don't get him started.
I'm going to have the thing hardwired to each station individually.
He's going to have to.
And then he's going to move in 6 months. So it's like,
that's going to ruin all of our lives when he moves. I'm going to predict that just right now.
Yeah, what is that happening?
God knows.
Why? Because he's not moving far enough away?
He's going to have to wake up earlier.
Yes.
Late to work.
I've picked out.
He has to use stairs. This is all going to throw him.
You have to use stairs.
You're going to have a two-story?
Have you thought about this? Okay. Have you thought about this in a serious way?
I can go upstairs.
How about this? How about they go to the new house?
and you stay right where you are.
I bet that's that actually been suggested.
No, I told Mark, my builder, that I had picked out two really nice plots at the local cemetery. Because if we're not in that house by Thanksgiving, he'll be in one, I'll be
I got you.
So your master suite's not on the main floor?
First of all, I've learned you can't call it the master suite.
It's primary.
Yes. Well, where's the slave suite? Oh, you can't say that?
No.
So your main bedroom's not on the main floor?
The main bedroom is on the main floor.
Oh, good.
Do you have like a chair that takes you up the stairs?
That's what you need. You need one of those riding staircases.
I can handle the steps.
And he's buying
an electric chair on a rail that makes a right turn.
And as soon as you sit down in the chair to ride up, you hear Dean Martin, "How lucky can one guy be?" I love it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling. It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.